So as we get ready to start, what I'd like to just say that JoJo is our leading man. There's a picture of him, very Danny DeVito-esque. We were very excited about his character and how he's come to life. So we're not sure if he'll appear in other productions that we're going to work on, but stay tuned. So what we actually were working on, I have no disclosures to discuss or convey. So one of the things that we had worked on in Colorado is that colorectal cancer had been a huge topic that we were trying to tackle within our state. As you all might know well, that colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer mortality in the U.S. and also in Colorado, actually afflicting and killing more than 650 people per year. And with our state, in our state, like many states, we have a Colorado or a coalition around cancer that's often promoted and endorsed and funded by CDC, comprehensive cancer programs, universities, and the like. And our mission is really to work on bringing together and coordinating cancer prevention, early detection, treatment, and even quality of life initiatives in our state. We work really around the auspices and the goals defined by our cancer plan, like many of the other states as well. One of the specific things, though, that Holly and myself work upon is an active task force. And within our coalition, we have a number of task forces. The coalition, the colorectal task force, is probably one of the most active task forces in the group. And what we've done is typically we have 25 organizations that represent probably 40 to 50 individuals that really work on prevention as the key message. Again, noting that it's one of the leading causes of cancer death in our state, but it's one of the only types of cancers that is truly preventable by finding and removing moving polyps, or if found early by FIT and NOFOBT test, early detection can be key. But when we look about what our task force really has delved into, it's really looking at public awareness campaigns, provider awareness, and prevention strategies for healthcare systems. So one of the things that we have specifically worked upon is with a dedicated group of people working on outreach and awareness activities. And this is a small subgroup of our task force that has about 15 organizations that are represented, some people wearing multiple hats, with about 10 members frequently around the table once a month to really talk about how do we provide adequate and good information about outreach and awareness around colorectal cancer. So one of the things, anecdotally, and I just might add, we work in a very grassroots way. We all come together. We make the most of putting monies together. I think with the fiscal environment being that it is, a lot of times we try to support initiatives through research, like we've heard about today, through programs and organizations. But a lot of times what we do is that we really try to look at what is the need in our state, what can we do, and what can we really pull in terms of resources. So one of the things that we noted is that one of our largest health fairs in the state, it was seen that everyone was going to the breast area, everyone's going to the cholesterol area, nobody wanted to go to the colorectal cancer area. And someone said, well, how do we make people come to our area? How do we make people pick up the FIT kits, the FOBT test? There was a physician that we worked with who was really excited about this. So we really started to think, well, screening rates were a bit lower for men in our state. We were particularly not pulling in men to some of our established colorectal screening programs, one that's a program from the medically underserved, which Holly directs. But we were also not seeing this in the community, men very excited about colorectal cancer and getting the test done. So what we really decided to do was with some monies that we had around tobacco tax, and we were given some competitive grant monies, is to conduct a series of focus groups to say, what's the deal? Why, you know, with what we have adapted right now with outreach and awareness materials, does it work? Does it not work? If it doesn't work, why doesn't it work? We wanted to also know what kind of messaging was most effective based on what we'd seen, what was out there, and maybe what we needed to create. So with that, what we found from our focus groups is that men said to us, when we really decided that that's the group that we needed to target, keep it short, keep it simple. One of the biggest things was elicit help from female medical decision makers in the household. Use humor, irreverent form of humor, and not to, you know, label any specific time, but Family Guy, some of these sort of, you know, really quick type stuff is really fun. References to sports teams, particularly in Colorado, the Denver Broncos. It doesn't matter if you're 10 or if you're 110, Denver Broncos and every demographic seem to really resonate with men. And then particularly because it's a preventable disease, our fellows said to us in the focus group, let's focus on colonoscopy. We don't maybe need it every year, but it can come in, it can take it out, but tell us how to get it done. So upon looking at some of the materials that were already developed, what we noticed is it was typically a physician in a white coat in front of some medical dictionaries talking about prevention and how to prep for the exam. So one of the things that we also took into consideration when we were thinking about development of a material and what we might do to hit these areas that needed some specific attention was to develop an animated video around colorectal cancer, which we will talk about and we'll see in just a short bit. And what we did is we provided, based on the focus groups, we created the production as an outreach and awareness tool. But what we actually had is in the focus group was a fellow from American Cancer Society who happened to be in a band with a former producer and writer of South Park. And so for those of you, South Park, anybody, Comedy Central, you know the thing. So that really fit with that idea of irreverent humor. How could we really work together to create something? So what we did is we came up with a production, which you'll see shortly, and we had 30-second, 60-second, 2.5-minute, and 5-minute versions of this production. And our idea and thinking is like thinking to ourselves, what can we use in exam rooms? What can we use at these health fairs to draw people in? And then maybe we could use it for other things like social media, maybe PSAs on television. You know, this is where we could use that. But what we could also do is make it readily accessible on our coalition website, which our website is right here. So as we talk about it, this is a place for you to go ahead and download that as well. So again, here's JoJo. He started at the front of the video. Now he is here for his 50th birthday, which we all know starting screening at age 50 at average risk population is really where we should begin. And we'll talk a little bit about JoJo and see him in action in a bit. But one of the things that we thought very important to do was because this was more of an ad hoc, more of a grassroots opportunity, is that we really wanted to think about what it took to put this together. So with the producer from South Park and the writer, we said, you know, if you had to do this really at a nonprofit type rate, which is something that he wasn't used to doing, but if you had to, what could we look at doing together? And so for interviews and orientation to disease, the expert content, design and style production, storyboard production, and then ultimately the animation and design, for about 175 hours, we bargained with him about $15,000 to produce this video. And as I said from the beginning, it's not that we had one particular type of funding. We all pulled monies together, and I'll talk to you in the end about who all the partners are in this effort. But also one of the other things that we did is thought it important to really think about the time that we as a group, as this MarCom committee, really put into doing this as well. So in terms of the time that we paid for contracted time, in addition, we put about 90 hours of our members' time into thinking about this coordination, content and review, and also doing the education, background, and shadowing. The guys from South Park actually came to endoscopy suites. They watched one of our GI nurses have her first endoscopy, who also, I might add, was sedated and rose up in the middle and said, "That's a polyp," and went right back down. So that didn't make it to the video. It got cut, but I should say it was very fun. But what I also want to just say is that it was a really interesting opportunity, though, to interact with people who do media, who do this as a job, and being on the public health side. I will have to say some of this 90 hours did happen over happy hour, but that's something you should expect and is great fun if working with these people. In terms of promotion and dissemination, a copy of JoJo can be downloaded from that website that I mentioned right now. And then we also have, at that point, you can actually download electronically an SWF file, but you can also order one of our DVDs, which the cover is right here as well, and we'll be showing the presentation from our DVD. One of the things that we know so far is that from the website alone, we know there are about 250 individuals who have downloaded JoJo or organizations. And what I can say is that that's actually probably a fraction of who's seen JoJo, where JoJo has gone. On some occasions, we've actually taken out heaps of the JoJo DVD, and they've gone out. We haven't always been able to record who got one, getting the information back to evaluate. We're really working hard on it, but I think in terms of the age and viral, it's really hard sometimes to keep that. But one of the things that we're really trying to do is when people download JoJo from our website, we are asking a series of questions at that point to know what is the use, who are they as a group, and then letting them know within the next 2 months they will be contacted for a short evaluation survey. So what I want to also just note is that in terms of tracking, we know that we've spent about $4,000 in terms of the video production and JoJo on our website. So again, with all of us working, we're still at around just over or under $20,000 to put something like this together by pooling our resources. So in 2010, what we know is that after looking at all of the materials that were produced from around colorectal cancer, is our health department did an overall ranking around existing materials, and a qualitative analysis conducted showed that JoJo actually received the highest mark. In an online survey, we actually conducted to evaluate the reach and implementation of JoJo at that point of download, as I mentioned. So one of the things that I just want to mention is that, you know, when we really thought about who we were going to target for JoJo and who the end users were, we never dreamed that we would actually have this kind of general overall representation. Health professionals are using it in internal meetings, awareness campaigns, health fairs, only 10% right now, but community education events being 14%. Public health meetings, exam waiting rooms, even being a smaller sliver. And if you look at the audiences, we know community members, family friends, health educators, nurses, patients only as the end user, 5%. Public health colleagues, volunteers, there's a variety of people that are represented. And what we can say from this is that I think that we set out with a target, but ultimately the end users ended up a little bit different. But in the end, everyone's a patient. Even for the insured population, screening rates right now for the nation are Hollywood 50, 60%. So we still have a long way to do to meet that 80% mark. What I can also tell you is that from these demographics, what we know is that right now most of the population, about half of the group represented here, are insured and actually fall under the racial category of white. So what we know is that from that white category, that about 20% are Hispanic, 80% are white non-Hispanic, but African Americans, Asian, as well as Pacific Islanders and Native Americans are also represented in people who've received that survey as well. One of the other things to mention is that although we started this program specifically for Colorado, right now about 30% of the people who've downloaded it are from Colorado. We are actually now getting a lot of attention on our website. 70% are from people who are out of state or who are from outside the United States. So when we asked our evaluation survey in terms of the perception of JoJo, when we did a 1 being very unfavorable, 4 being extremely favorable, we actually have a mean score of 3.81. And so I should mention that we did start the program really trying to target men, but ultimately the overall appeal, we seemed to hit several audience who really liked us. There were some dislikes, however. And so when we think a little bit about who we were trying to target, it's not surprising that there are some women, 50 and older, who don't necessarily find the video to be resonating or all that appealing. And we know that some tribal elders particularly don't find it to be a fitting technique and tool. This is something that we really want to keep in focus when we're creating materials and something we've taken into consideration. But what we do know is that men 50 and older have really enjoyed the video, who are our target population. And one of the things that we were most excited is that younger individuals can influence their parents and older friends. And so in Colorado, this is something that we really want to work on as well, is thinking about high-risk populations and people really carrying the message from either being older and sharing their experience or younger talking about this need for screening in the population. So our other survey results, we know that 96% of the respondents believe JoJo video will increase colorectal cancer screening based on their perception and their belief, and about 94% would like to see other videos similar to JoJo to promote other preventative health behaviors. So with that, I will actually show the video shortly, but I would also like to just share a little bit about all of the members who are part of this group. As I mentioned, Holly is one of our co-authors, but the University of Colorado Cancer Center and the School of Public Health really devoted a lot of monies to help, the majority of the money to help with the production and the dissemination. But our foundation and Department of Public Health really helped with the dissemination tool and some of the dollars to help with development. And then we have a number of other people who have really been involved in helping us create this. The other piece to mention is that, of course, we couldn't have done it without the design and animation team who were affiliated with South Park. And so for actually a copy of JoJo, you can do www.coloradocancercoalition.org. You have to type the whole thing out, unfortunately, to actually download and order the video.